the Northeast campus. Let's talk about that a little bit, because that was the first campus beyond the metro.
Yeah, beyond the metro.
Moving out of downtown. Yeah. Tell us about that land and some of your challenges there.
Well, we had a lot of challenges. We had a lot more students wanting to come to the metro campus, which is what we called it, than what we had space for. And we didn't have the money to build anything out on the Northeast campus. And Williams companies were involved because the land was near Williams' site in Tulsa now. There was a land swap that Williams got involved with urban development, a federal program where the arrangement was very legal, very interesting. That two blocks of land downtown was swapped for 80 acres, which was acquired through urban renewal and could then be considered a donation of that land. That land swap occurred, I think, in the early 70s. We didn't have, again, a nickel for it, but we had all these students that wanted to come. So we ended up in the state office building. We ended up with three floors of the state office building across from the convention center in that building. Before we opened, we had close to 10,000 students. We used a little bit of Memorial High School, Broken Arrow Middle School, some different locations. So in 1976, the state office building was an intermediary facility for the college until we get some money for the Northeast campus. We got enough money to buy a double trailer for the Northeast campus, and we taught horticulture in that double trailer out on the Northeast campus. Those were our first campus classrooms, you would say. And then we ended up with some state bond money. State had a bond issue. That got us started really with some permanent buildings out on the Northeast campus. We wanted to open in 79. We didn't get the construction done till that winter of 80. So we ended up in Douglas Elementary School, which now is a police facility out there. Think about the water fountains and the toilets and all, but we made do a semester out in that school, and we're thankful to have that sort of an interim. But the Northeast campus in 79, and we focused that campus. All of our campuses had the liberal arts, the general education. Northeast, we wanted to focus more on engineering and aviation and some of these programs. So every campus sort of has some specialized, non-duplicative programs. The Northeast, we couldn't afford to pave the parking. I think every car got pushed out sometime during the winter. I mean, it was muddy. We ran the 2x12 planks down, so if they get from their car to the plank and could stay on these 2x12s, they could probably make it to the building. But it was, you know, sort of a fun time, too. And they can just tell you a million stories.